Bill O'Reilly here, Thursday, July 22nd, 2021. You are listening to the O'Reilly Update. Here's what's happening across our nation. President Biden speaking at a town hall in Ohio last night. Latest polls show Vice President Harris unpopular with most voters. Liz Cheney tears into Republican House Leader Kevin McCarthy. Life expectancy in the USA dropping at the fastest rate since World War II. Ratings for NBC's Today Show, a disaster. Also, did Joe Biden say anything meaningful last night? Well, he spoke to an all-vaxxed audience in Cincinnati, didn't really focus on anything new other than he believes little kids in school this coming fall should wear COVID masks. And he said he's proud of his son, Hunter. I'll have more analysis on that coming up. New survey from Morning Consult says more Americans have a negative perception of the vice president than those who support her. Just 45% have a favorable view of Kamala Harris compared to 47% who dislike the Democrat. Similar poll from Trafalgar says 6 in 10 Americans have little confidence in the vice president. Republican Congresswoman Liz Cheney targeting House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy over his handling of the January 6th committee, which is supposed to investigate what happened at the Capitol. Ms. Cheney calling Mr. McCarthy's actions despicable and disgraceful. McCarthy pulled Republicans from the investigative panel after Nancy Pelosi blocked two of his choices. Ms. Cheney facing a primary challenge in Wyoming from 6 other Republicans. I believe she will lose. Life expectancy in America plunging last year, the largest one-year drop since the Second World War. COVID causing the average lifespan to decrease by 18 months. The disease responsible for 90% of the decline in life expectancy among Hispanic Americans compared to 68% for whites, almost 60% for blacks. One of the most famous TV morning shows of all time, The Today Show, hemorrhaging viewers because NBC has tilted sharply to the left and traditional people are no longer watching. In a moment, it was tough sitting through the Biden town hall last night. I'll tell you about it next. Everything is expensive these days, you know that. The government is printing trillions of dollars in consumer prices higher than ever. If the government continues its printing and spending, the dollar could continue its free fall and lose its coveted role as the world reserve currency. Let's hope that doesn't happen. But there are a few things you can do right now. American Hartford Gold can show you how to protect your money, your retirement, your hard-earned savings against inflation by helping you diversify a portion of your portfolio into physical gold and silver. Start with a short phone call, and they can have physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or put inside your 401k or IRA. So please call or text them right now. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you. Call 877-444-GOLD, 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Again, that's 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Time now for the O'Reilly Update message of the day. 1 hour and 20 minutes. That was how long President Biden was on the air last night from Cincinnati. 80 long minutes. The one soundbite that caught my attention was on jobs.
We created more jobs in the first 6 months of our administration than any time in American history. No administration has ever created as many jobs.
Now, that statement is downright misleading, but no one would know it unless you guys have a staff like mine. So President Biden is basing his job analysis that he's created more jobs than any other president in the first 6 months. He's basing that on an April 2020 baseline when America shut down because of COVID. He starts there and then takes credit for jobs that have come back since his inauguration. Well, that's baloney. It's not honest. More than 22 million jobs were lost in the USA because of COVID. 22 million. Most of those jobs are coming back. And that began in January when he took office. So this is sleight of hand. He's basically saying, well, I'm going to go back to the lowest point of the shutdown in COVID. Start there, and then any job increase, I'm going to take credit for. But again, no one would know that because you have to look at the data, you have to analyze it. This is what politics are all about these days, misleading you, the American voter. He doesn't have to do that. All he has to do is say, hey, I'm presiding over a robust job growth. But no, he's got to say, I'm the best. Nobody's ever done this. Yeah, because nobody ever had COVID before and the shutdown of an economy before. So, as Joe might say, come on, man. This is no joke. I'm not being facetious. I'm a bit outraged about all of this subterfuge, and it happens on the right. It happens in the Republican Party, too. Let's cut the propaganda, but we can't cut it because the reporting is propaganda, too. So you, the honest American who wants information in order to base decisions on it to protect your family and everything else, you can't get it. This is an outrage. The other thing that President Biden said last night is that he's proud of his son, Hunter. That's a pretty shocking statement. Yeah, it looks like Hunter Biden has come back from addiction, but he's a grifter. And I think you'll see that proved in the months to come. I'm Bill O'Reilly. I approve the message by writing it. For more honest news analysis, please go to BillO'Reilly.com. Please check out my new book, Killing the Mob. Great weekend read. In a moment, something you might not know.
This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil, now streaming, only on Hulu.
Now the O'Reilly Update brings you something you might not know. Americans routinely rank the sitcom as their favorite form of TV entertainment. Short for situational comedy, the genre dates back to the 1950s. Most historians credit I Love Lucy with establishing the format. A cast of characters return each week. Someone sets up a premise. Another tells a joke. The punchlines fly. The audience laughs. That's what sitcoms do. Now, here are the funniest sitcoms of all time ranked by Rolling Stone magazine. First up, The Honeymooners. The show aired on CBS for just 2 years. It was live, featuring volatile bus driver Ralph Kramden, played by the genius Jackie Gleason, and his feisty wife Alice, played by Audrey Meadows. Their life inside a Brooklyn tenement apartment was the center of the sitcom. Next, The Mary Tyler Moore Show, an adult single woman in Minneapolis, is going to make it after all. Great show, stellar performers. MASH comes in next. The program spent 11 seasons covering the Korean War, a conflict that lasted a fraction of that time. show's a bit cloying and preachy. The movie by Robert Altman was better than the TV show. Next up, a tie between All in the Family and I Love Lucy. Both programs defied convention, covered topics including race, interracial marriage, unemployment, and partisan politics. Number three, Seinfeld, described as a show about nothing. The main characters essentially sit around and chat. Three episodes in the series actually dealt with Jerry and his crew waiting for Chinese food. Three episodes. But there was brilliant writing on Seinfeld. Second place, Cheers. Unlike previous sitcoms, Cheers focused on an ensemble cast featuring Ted Danson, Kelsey Grammer, Woody Harrelson, George Wendt. It remains one of the most popular syndicated shows in history. The top spot, according to Rolling Stone, goes to The Simpsons, first broadcast in 1989. The cartoon has been on the air for 32 years. Wow. I'm not a Simpson fan, but I recognize the creativity. Back after this.
I'm Mike Slater from the podcast Politics by Faith. This is a crazy time in our country. It's stressful, a lot of anxiety, and it's going to get worse. And I realized that one of the things that helps me take away the stress is realizing that there's nothing new under the sun. So on this podcast, we take the news of the day and we run it through the Bible and other periods in history to realize that we've been through this before and we can rise above again. Politics by Faith, anywhere you listen to the podcast. Politics by Faith.
Thank you for listening to the O'Reilly Update. I am Bill O'Reilly. No spin, just facts, and always looking out for you.